Take notes efficiently.
Asia Marshall started her speech preparation with the best of intentions. She was excited about her topic, Great Women of Jazz, and she logged on to the internet to begin researching the same day the assignment was announced. She found several interesting sources and took some notes about them. That evening, she checked out a book about Billie Holiday and brought it back to her room. The book was so interesting that she read it straight through. She didn't bother taking notes because she was sure she'd remember it all. The next day, she stopped by the reference section of the library to look through the Encyclopedia of Jazz and jotted a few notes about it on the back of her speech syllabus. Then, Asia remembered she had a test in another class. Somewhat panicked, she put aside her speech research to study for the test. When she got back to working on the speech, the deadline was only 4 days away. She dug out the notes she had made, but what did they mean? Most of them were far too brief to be of much help. One said, Medford-important. But who or what was Medford? An author? A musician? Or could it be a place? Asia had thought she'd remember all about the Billie Holiday book, but without notes, it was mostly a blur by now. With a sense of doom, she faced up to the fact that she would have to start over and finish in 4 days. Sound familiar? This has happened to almost everyone at least once. But once is enough. There is a better way to take research notes. Here is a method that has worked well for many students. Take plenty of notes. Few things are more aggravating than trying to recall some bit of information you ran across in your research, but neglected to record. You might have said to yourself, "That's sort of interesting, but I don't know whether it's important. I'll remember it if I need it." Now, of course, you don't remember it exactly. Worse yet, you don't remember where you read it. So you log back onto the internet or head back to the library, hoping you can relocate the information. Even if you do find it, you have wasted a lot of time. The moral is clear. If there is even an outside chance that you may need a piece of information, make a note of it. This will take a little extra time in the short run, but in the long run, it can save you much grief. Record notes in a consistent format. You should use the same format for all your research notes, whether they come from internet sources, library documents, or personal interviews. In each case, record the note, the source of the note, and the heading indicating the subject of the note. The importance of the subject heading cannot be overemphasized. It is the first step to more efficient note-taking. By telling you at a glance what each note is about, it will greatly simplify the task of organizing your notes when you start to compose the speech. Once you start using subject headings, you'll see how helpful they can be. Make a separate entry for each note. Many students try to record all the information from one source on a single note. This is not an effective procedure because it makes your notes almost impossible to review and organize. A better approach is to make a separate note for each quotation or piece of information you record. Although you may end up with several notes from the same document, you will find that this approach allows you to keep better track of your research. Distinguish among direct quotations, paraphrases, and your own ideas. As we saw in Chapter 2, it's easy to plagiarize accidentally by not taking careful research notes. As you do research for your speeches, be sure to use quotation marks whenever you copy the exact words of a source. If you paraphrase, rather than quote verbatim, don't forget to include the source when you record the note. By keeping track of quotations and paraphrases, you will be able to separate your own words and ideas from those of other people. This will help you avoid the trap of inadvertent plagiarism when you put your speech together. Use index cards if you write notes by hand. The best solution is to use index cards. Most people prefer the 4x6 or 5x8 size. They are large enough to hold quite a bit of information, yet they can be sorted easily when you start to organize your speech. If you write your research notes by hand and haven't used index cards before, give them a try. You may be surprised at how much time and frustration they save.
Think about your materials as you research.
Students often approach research as a mechanical routine that simply involves gathering the materials to be used in a speech or paper. But when done properly, research can be extremely creative. If you think about what you are finding in your research, you will see your topic just a little bit differently with each note you take. You will find new relationships, develop new questions, explore new angles. You will, in short, begin to write the speech in your head, even as you do the research. As you learn more about the topic, you will formulate a central idea, begin to sketch out main points and supporting points, experiment with ways of organizing your thoughts. You may even change your point of view.